This Diamond Insight takes us to TCU with catcher Brian Holiday. Brian, you're headed to the Super Regionals for the second straight year. How's it feel?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a great feeling. We got a tough road ahead of us, so trying to go through UT.
You wrapped up your regional Sunday while 16 other teams were still playing Monday trying to get into Super Regionals. Was it kind of nice to have things locked up while the other guys were still out there trying to just get to the next round?
Absolutely. No matter who you're playing, you never want to take it to that last game. And just us being able to win in three is a huge relief for us, and get our team some rest so we can go down to UT and fight down there.
Now, like you mentioned, UT or Texas for the rest of the people maybe around the country, you know, you're going to play them in the Super Regionals for the second straight year. What did you think when you first saw that as a potential matchup when the brackets were announced?
Well, actually, I was really excited. We're really looking forward to this challenge. It's going to be a great test to our team, to our abilities as a ball club, hitting-wise and pitching-wise. They've always had a great club, and this year they have a phenomenal pitching staff, and this year we have an excellent hitting ball club, and so we're really looking for the challenge. And honestly, we wouldn't have it any other way, because these two teams are two really good teams, and we're going to put on a great show.
You mentioned you guys have a really good hitting team, and they have a good pitching staff, but you guys have a pretty dominant pitching staff of your own, and obviously being the catcher, you get to see those guys up close and personal. Are we going to see any runs scored this weekend with the two pitching staffs you guys have?
With the pitching staff matchups, runs going to be tough to come by. I'm hoping that we'll be able to stretch a few across, and hoping that our pitching will do the same thing they've done all year, because they've been excellent. It's just been a lot of fun to catch and a lot of fun to be a part of a team with a pitching staff like this.
Having seen one their pitchers and just the experience that you had last year in the Super Regional that went three games down there in Austin, what can you and your teammates take from that experience that might help you this weekend?
Well, last year it was our first Super Regional, and it was honestly a little overwhelming, just the huge stadium, just packed, and just everything that was going on was a lot to take in at once, and it was really exciting. And this year I think we're a lot more focused, and we kind of understand that we have a lot of guys that returned from last year that had that experience under their belt. And so I think we'll be a lot more comfortable in that environment this year.
You hear different things about different fans and crowds around the country, like LSU and Arkansas and Texas. What are those fans like there down there at Dish Falk?
They're loud, and they support their team, and they do a great job of it. They pack the stadium, and they get loud, and they're on you every pitch of the game. And it's a lot of fun to play with that behind you.
After what you guys did last year, getting to a Super Regional, ending up one win away from Omaha in the College World Series, has there been a different level of expectation that you've had this season at TCU?
Absolutely. We realistically expect to be in Omaha. And I think out of any team in the nation, I think we have one of the hardest paths to go by. But we're really looking forward to the challenge, and it's going to be a great experience down in Austin this year.
Got to see a little bit of you and your teammates this season on a TV show, Reaching the Peak, on the Mountain West Conference Network. What was it like having TV cameras and crews following you around all year?
It was actually fun. It made us feel like we were more of a nationally recognized team, even though it was the Mountain TV Network. But it kind of provided some excitement that kind of like a little buzz that went around the team. Just like, yeah, like, you know, we're starting to make some noise. And so it was a lot of fun having the cameras and TV shows following us and doing that stuff.
Any embarrassing moments or things that you had to kind of wonder, I hope that doesn't end up being on the show, anything like that?
Yeah, there were a few. Me and Stephen Maxwell were interviewing each other for the 3-up, 3-down.
Uh-huh.
And we had some embarrassing questions kind of firing back and forth at each other, because we've been roommates for a couple of years now. But I think they edited all that out.
What's the best thing about being a college baseball player, Brian?
Best thing about being a college baseball player is, when you're in college, I mean, it's great just being able to have 35 of your best friends around you every day and getting to basically live your life for them. It's been outstanding, just the morale that this team has, and, you know, going to a great school and getting a great education and just, you know, having your whole life in front of you. And it's just been great being a college baseball player.
What's the toughest thing?
Probably learning how to manage your time. That's probably the toughest thing. But once you get that under your belt, it's not too tough.
Some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you, and you tell me a little bit about them. I'm going to start with some of your pitchers, the starting pitchers we talked about you get to see on a first-hand basis. Tell me about Kyle Winkler.
Competitor.
Matt Perk.
He's an emotional guy.
Stephen Maxwell.
He's got an edge about him.
The Texas Longhorns.
Texas Longhorns, let's see. I gotta be poorly correct this, so I can't just start firing things out.
Yeah.
I'll say my dad, since my dad went to UT.
Okay. How about your head coach, Jim Schlossnagel?
He's a winner.
The College World Series.
My dream.
And the last one, Brian Holiday.
Hard worker.
All right, sounds good. Brian Holiday and TCU heading to Austin this weekend for a super regional rematch with the Texas Longhorn. Good luck. Congratulations on a great season so far, Brian.
Thank you very much.